Charlemagne Records in Birmingham's Five Point South neighborhood is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. The music institution has endured through several format changes, from cassette tapes to online streaming. WBHM's Esther Chemikili popped into Charlemagne to see what this little shop has done to stay afloat during a time when record stores have all but disappeared.
The entrance to Charlemagne Records is through a tiny doorway on 11th Avenue South. If you weren't looking for it, you'd miss it. Inside, I meet owner Marion McKay. Some may recognize her name from her band, Marion McKay and Her Mood Swings.
Hi.
Hey, how are you,
Marion?
Doing? Yes.
Nice to meet you. I'm
nice
Esther.
Nice to meet you, Esther.
Pleasure to meet you.
A maze of record and CD bins stretches across the creaky floors. There's even a small box of used tapes for sale to satisfy the diehards. They also have an old school Coke machine that still works, but don't expect old school prices. McKay found her musical calling in Paris in the mid-1970s outside Notre Dame Cathedral. She stumbled into a quaint boutique.
And there was this young woman in there, and she was ironing her clothes that had just come in, and she had her little dachshund in a bassinet underneath her, and I just was looking around and thought, this is what I want to do.
Guarding that corner of Paris is a bronze statue of Emperor Charlemagne. She came home to Birmingham and started her own music store. With $500, a few peach crates full of records, and a little help from her friends, McKay opened Charlemagne Records in 1977.
What were some of the first albums that you had to start your store?
It was my brother's collection, a friend of mine's collection, and my collection. So we had Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers, my brother had some jazz, and Beatles, and Rolling Stones.
40 years later, Charlemagne's walls are lined with new and used vinyl from floor to ceiling. Every corner of the shop whispers with memories. Patrons who became friends, that time McKay helped a customer who would later become her husband, and celebrity visits.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Carlos Santana, Tom Waits, Robert Cray, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Nice.
Through the death and eventual renaissance of vinyl, to the rise of digital music, and even through economic downturns, McKay has kept Charlemagne Records afloat. She says it's taken determination and great customer service. Daniel Drinkard, owner of Seasick Records in Crestwood, agrees, and says it's also the unyielding support of Birmingham residents.
I think Birmingham in general, outside of just the music scene, is really great at supporting local businesses.
Drinkard opened in 2013 and caters to a slightly different audience than Charlemagne. Seasick sells mostly new records, a lot of which are produced by independent and underground artists. Oh, they also have a barber shop inside where customers can get a shave and a haircut. Drinkard says there's also been a cultural shift in how people listen to music.
Because in the early 2000s, digital was the cool thing, but it's kind of impersonal, you know? You don't have, like, that connection with it. You don't get to look at the artwork, read through the liner notes, and see where it was recorded. That's kind of the fun of listening to physical music for me.
The warm, scratchy sound a record makes when the needle drops, this is something you don't get with digital music. Drinkard says it's nostalgic and foretelling at the same time. A lot of their customers were born in the 1990s and raised in a world almost devoid of vinyl. He says he hopes that generation will pass the torch so that, like Charlemagne Records, Seasick can also be around for 40-plus years. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chamakili.